An independent panel is recommending a complete restructuring of the Secret Service. This is related to the Butler rally assassination attempt. We've just received a CBS News special report.
CBS News special report, scathing findings on the Secret Service and the failed assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania in July. Correspondent Nicole Skanga is in Washington.
An independent panel appointed by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas identified what it called systemic issues within the U.S. Secret Service and said without fundamental reform, it believes another Butler can and will happen.
President Biden ordered the bipartisan group to conduct its review, and members are calling for a shakeup.
Among the panel's recommendations, to appoint new leadership from outside the Secret Service and a restructuring of the agency, refocusing operations and personnel around its presidential protective mission.
The agency's leaders have acknowledged they were notified about the gunman before he pulled his trigger. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
That's an eye-opener there, Larry. They're calling for a shakeup at Secret Service. This is much more than we've heard in previous evaluations and reports.
Well, we knew there were communication failures, but for them to suggest they need to make sweeping reforms, maybe it was more than we expected, but 52 pages. We'll have more details coming up on News Radio KDKA. Meanwhile, we have some news about Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel. Pittsburgh Business Times reporter Paul Goff reported that Nippon Steel will sell its joint venture in an Alabama steelmaking plant to a partner. And here to talk about what could be next is Phil Kirpin, President of America Commitment and Unleash Prosperity. Phil, welcome to KDKA.
Hey, my pleasure.
So what is the meaning of this development? Is this a dead deal long-term? They just spinning their wheels, or is there a chance after the election that they might find a way to make it happen?
Well, it's interesting because they've run into massive political resistance on both sides of the aisle. And normally, when that happens, you don't have much of a path to success. But the economic case for this merger is very compelling. And so you've got a situation where, you know, one of the major steel producers in the world thinks this is the right strategy for us. It's the right way for us to get really world-class workers that we can combine with our technology and our know-how and our capital and really compete with China, that's trying to dominate the world, steel market. And the fact that they're willing now to divest their Alabama plant, the big joint venture they have there, I think it's interesting. I think it's a big vote of confidence, actually, for Pennsylvania steel workers as opposed to, you know, U.S. steel workers more generally. They think that where they can really, really make their mark in the world steel market is, moving into your region. And they're even willing to give up the foothold they have in the U.S. market down in Alabama, if that can move the approval forward. And so, look, the politics are still challenging, but, you know, they think this is the right business strategy, and, they're committed to trying to do whatever they can to make it move forward. I think it's another vote of confidence in sort of the compelling economics of the deal, and, you know, whether that overcomes the political opposition, I don't know. But maybe when we get past, to your point, when we get past the election and things are a little less politically dominated, the economic merits of the deal may get it through.
Yeah, the carrot they've dangled here is, hey, we'll keep the headquarters in Pittsburgh and we'll dump $1 billion into the Mon Valley Works. So I know that people have said, well, that's just press release and rhetoric. However, let's say that is the case and they hold them to it. I'm not sure why the steelworkers would be against that, because what's the alternative?
Well, I mean, the alternative is that there's a fire sale acquisition by Cleveland-Cliffs, and they basically strip U.S. Steel for its assets and probably shut down most of its facilities. And, you know, I think the union leadership really likes this idea of one big steel company, Cleveland-Cliffs, and we can negotiate with them, and we can kind of just set all our sights basically on one company. I think the leadership likes that. It's terrible for the rank and file workers, though. It really, the logic of sort of a fire sale deal when you have kind of a premium price being offered and all of these commitments in terms of investments and keeping the headquarters and everything else. The Nippon offer is a much, much better offer than what Cleveland Cliffs has on the table. It's better for the workers. It's much better for the shareholders. It's night and day. I mean, the only issue, of course, is you know, they're an investor-owned company. They're not a government-owned company, but, you know, they're headquartered in a foreign country. So this is why there's been so much hesitation. But you look at what Japanese companies have done in the auto industry. It's been hugely positive for the communities that have had them there. And Japan's one of our closest allies. This is the thing I don't get about this whole, you know, oh, no, it's a foreign. Well, they want to do this because they want to take on China. They want to do this because they're allied with us against our actual geostrategic, you know, opponent when it comes to, you know, the military implications and everything like that. And, you know, if, you know, I know the world changes and maybe someday Japan won't be our friend anymore. So, okay, but that's when you step in and do something with the national security laws. You don't do it, you know, at a time where it doesn't make any sense. And so I think the logic of the deal is very compelling. And the fact that they're now willing to give up the U.S. plant that they already have in Alabama tells you that, you know, they really, they're not blowing smoke. They really want those workers. They really see a lot of value there that they think they can unlock.
Phil Kirpin, President of America Commitment and Unleashed Property or Prosperity, thank you for the update. And we'll obviously be following this story. And the big, big news will probably come after the election. You're right. Thanks so much, Phil.
My pleasure. Have a good one.